Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
The paper is again leading with Eden Derry on the front pages for two reasons. One, new CCTV footage, and two, that big vigil last night that was held in Eden Derry. The Irish Daily Mirror says arson killer's clip released by cops as teenage boy is a suspect. And then the Irish Daily Star says child killers, and they've a screen grab from CCTV footage. The Star says this is the shocking footage of the moment two hooded thugs hurled a petrol bomb at a house, killing four-year-old Tadhg Farrell and his grandaunt Mary Holt. Gardaí released the CCTV footage as it emerges a teenage boy is one of those suspected to have carried out the attack in Eden Derry in Offaly. Apparently, suspicions have been raised after a teenage boy was treated for burns in the days following the murders. And then we'd hundreds of people show up at a vigil in Eden Derry in Offaly last night. We'll have more on that on News Talk Breakfast this morning. Irish Daily Mail on the front page says over €1 million in energy is wasted every day. It's €1.3 million worth of wind energy has been wasted every day this year, politicians have been told. Billions of euro worth of renewable energy has been unused in recent years because producers are instructed to switch off production. An Oireachtas committee heard yesterday. The other big story in the front of the Irish Daily Mail, if you are going to Christmas parties, you can get cheese face, sugar face, wine face or all three. Read more on page 16 about that in the Mail. Irish Independent tells us that authoritarian moves by the Trump administration to demand that visitors to the US hand over 5 years of social media history have been branded a massive overreach that could threaten relations with the US. Already I know of people who are buying burner phones, nearly is what you'd call them, or bringing a second mobile phone with them when they go to America that doesn't have any of their social media on it, because apparently now the Trump administration wants you to hand over 5 years of social media data before you can enter. Not just if you want a visa now, this is if you want to go on your holidays to Florida or to Las Vegas or to New York. And Fianna Fáil MEP Barry Andrews has said that even the worst authoritarian states in the world don't have such an official policy. And a big question mark now, where does that leave Irish fans going to the World Cup next year? I suppose let's see, do Ireland qualify first? But then after that, where does it leave Irish fans who want to go over? And the Irish Examiner on the front page is going back to Fianna Fáil and the presidential election. And its front page story says a member of the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party told Jack Chambers, the deputy leader, that Jim Gavin may have an issue with a former tenant hours before he was chosen as the party's presidential election candidate. That's according to several sources who've spoke to the Examiner. Inside, there's a warning in the Examiner that some of your parcels for Christmas may be arriving a wee bit late. It's all to do with Fastway's closure. And On Post has said that some things will take a little longer to make their journey. The company has said it may not have the capacity to help businesses that had previously used Fastway, which ceased operations in October. And parcel volumes from existing customers are up by a quarter during the busiest season of the year for deliveries. So just allow a little extra time for your parcels to arrive before December 25th. Miriam Lord has a very interesting sketch in the Irish Times today. Apparently dogs were the stars of the Dáil yesterday. And Miriam Lord gives a shout out to Ethel Gannon, Benji and Frankie Byrne, Coco Gould, Padme Murphy, Jenko O'Connell and Cosmo Donnelly. The Dáil was tackling the issue of the welfare of dogs yesterday, and apparently TDs couldn't resist name-checking their beloved canine companions. Also, Echo Hearn got a shout-out, even though Echo is a cat. And this was an amendment to the Dog Welfare Bill, and Labour's George Lawler recalled the old phrase, "If you want a friend in politics, get a dog." Couple of final stories for you. Interesting one in the Mail, and it does raise some ethical issues about sperm donors. A sperm donor's cell or cells containing a cancer-causing mutation were sold across Europe, including here in Ireland. So this is a Danish man who fathered 200 children some of whom have already died. And this is a big investigation by Danish health authorities. Now, his sperm was sold here in Ireland, but no births resulted from the selling of that sperm. And apparently, only a minority of the children who get this gene from the sperm donor will avoid cancer in their lifetimes. So it's quite a frightening story. More about that in the Mail. We have another celebrity announced for Dancing with the Stars. This is in the Irish Daily Star, and it is Fair City actress Stephanie Kelly. And in case you're wondering who she is, she plays Sash Bishop. She's the one who runs the pub, McCoy's, in Fair City. She's been revealed as the latest celebrity to sign up for Dancing with the Stars, and she is ready to samba as the series returns to brighten up our Sundays this January, we are told. So from memory, that's four or five stars now announced for Dancing with the Stars, because we've the comedian Michael Fry, who does all those great sketches. We also have Eurovision legend Niamh Kavanagh, and we've Paudie from The Traitors. There's someone else I'm forgetting as well who's been announced for Dancing with the Stars. So there's about four or five. So we have to suffer this for about another week as well when we find out who all the celebs are. And final story, bit of a positive to end on this morning from The Mirror. A chemical found in chocolate could help slow down aging. That's the good news. The bad news is it's dark chocolate, and no one really likes dark chocolate. I think people pretend that they like dark chocolate. There's biscuits in the News Talk kitchen this morning, a pack of biscuits, and yesterday they were devoured, and the only biscuits left this morning are the dark ones. However, researchers at King's College in London analysed levels of some chemical I can't pronounce in the blood, and they compared them with the markers of ageing, and they found a significant association between higher levels of this chemical called whatever its name is, and slower biological aging. So if you're a fan of dark chocolate, it's good news for you. But for the rest of us who are normal, not such good news. Anyway, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.